Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast with S. Sankoman, Head of Commodities, ESG and Emerging Markets Research EMEA. It's Friday, 19th April, 2024, and in this week's podcast with Ehsan, we discuss the geopolitical risk premium from heightened animosities in the Middle East. The following podcast is intended for professional investors and eligible counterparties only, and not for retail clients. Any content should not be regarded as an offer to conduct investment business or an investment recommendation, but for information purposes only. Hi Ehsan, how are you?
Hey Nazneena, I'm well, thanks. And you?
I'm well, thanks. So Ehsan, it's been a tense week in global commodity markets following Iran's attack on Israel and the potential Israeli response. What geopolitical risk premium have commodity markets already priced in, and how can that develop?
Thanks, Nazneena. So yes, it has indeed been a tense week so far. And while the geopolitical situation and the potential Israeli response remain highly uncertain, let me endeavor to offer our listeners our top of mind takeaways from a market's perspective. So first and foremost, Nazneena, we would state that the dimension we assess as comprising the most impact from a market's perspective is through the commodities channel, and that's particularly the energy markets. Notably, of course, crude oil, given the region under examination is a dominant hydrocarbon exporter. Now, the medium-run fundamental impact of geopolitical developments on oil prices ultimately depends on the effect, in our view, they have on oil supply, oil demand, oil inventories, which includes OPEC's supply policy response. As OPEC Plus spare capacity is quite elevated, we see geopolitical impediments to OPEC's ability and or desire to deploy spare capacity as the dominant key upside risk to oil prices at the current juncture. Now, the short-run impact on oil prices will depend on how investors, producers, and consumers, of course, reassess the risks to the outlook and how any potential Israeli response affects the perceived market probability of escalation, and ultimately the risk of potential disruptions to oil production is critical. And of course, the potential Israeli response to Iran's attack is highly uncertain and will likely determine the extent, in our view, of the threat to regional oil supply. Next, whether the market reassesses policy risks around oil production from sanctioned producers such as Iran is also a key factor to consider. And here we estimate that Iran crude oil production has risen by around 0.5 million barrels per day, or roughly around 15 to 20% over the last 2 years. And if the market were to price a higher probability of reduced Iran supply, then this could contribute to a higher geopolitical risk premium. And finally, whether the market reassesses the ability and or willingness of core OPEC Plus producers to raise production is also key. And our base case here is that we factor in OPEC Plus to start to only gradually raise production in the third quarter of this year, given very high spare capacity levels. And so with this context in mind, Nazneena, while the geopolitical risk premium, that's the compensation investors demand for the risk that geopolitical shocks reduce oil supply, is of course still quite difficult to estimate, our rough estimations based on our informed pricing framework and the cost of hedging at the current juncture is roughly around $10 to $15 per barrel. And here we would caveat, of course, that the Brent crude oil price that has climbed to above $90 per barrel after the initial strike on Iran's diplomatic compound in Syria on the 1st of April has been taking its gains for the year, of course, to roughly around 20%. And so some geopolitical risk premium has already been priced in. But with the bellicose rhetoric coming from both sides, markets might continue to place a sizable premium on the price of oil in the immediate term.
And Ehsan, should the crisis escalate further, would such a scenario signal higher commodity and in particular energy prices?
So Nazneena, the short answer for us is that it's conditional on what happens with the fundamentals. That is, yes, commodity markets are on tenterhooks as the world awaits Israel's response to Iran's attacks. But put differently, physical barrels that have yet to be impacted from the crisis, in our view, would need to be taken off global markets for oil prices to crack north of, say, $100 per barrel. And that's be a considerable hampering to energy infrastructure, a material interruption of trade flow through critical waterways in the region, and or geopolitical impediments to the capability or indeed the willingness of OPEC Plus to deploy its ample spare capacity to handle any timing shocks should they arise. And here, we remain focused on the following two risks going forward. First, potential OPEC+ extension of its production cuts further in the context of increased tensions. And second, while still a quite highly unlikely scenario, we estimate that the interruption of oil flows through the critical Strait of Hormuz, through which currently around 17-18% of global oil production flows, would need oil prices to rise around 20% in the first month and eventually potentially double if the interruption persists for, say, one quarter. And indeed, Iran's seizure of a cargo ship near the Strait of Hormuz recently may keep some of the focus on that risk to that shipping lane.
Thank you for your insights, Ehsan. Speak to you again next time.
Thanks, Nazneen. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this MUFG Global Markets podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe, and contact your MUFG sales rep for more information. Come back next week for more insights from the Global Markets research team.